If you have something like an April 27th event, a huge natural disaster, or if you have something like what happened at Jefferson County where the courts say, okay, one of your revenue streams is no longer legal, we have to take that away from you, you're really out of luck. I mean, you don't have a way to protect yourself.
So Montgomery, is that the worst shape?
Montgomery is the worst shape when it comes to how much money they have in the bank. Mobile is close behind, especially for a city that's right there on the Gulf that has, you know, natural disasters are sort of a seasonal thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
And you have you had a few other cities, including Birmingham, that were running deficits and were eating into their surpluses still, not the surpluses, into their reserves still. But you had lots of cities with, you know, very small, modest surpluses that weren't doing that badly at all.
So who's in the best shape?
Homewood is in the best shape as far as, you know, what sort of cushion that they have. Vestavia and Mountain Brook both have, you know, they're sort of the anomalies in this because they have a very strong reliance on property taxes. They've made that decision there that they're going to have that kind of a tax base, and they're doing very well because of it. You know, Birmingham was very peculiar because Birmingham, you know, you don't really think of Birmingham being a rich city, a city that has a lot of money. But if you look at it on a per capita basis, per resident in Birmingham, Birmingham was taking in almost as much money as some of its richer neighbors, you know, as much money as Mountain Brook and Vestavia. But on the other side of the books, they're also spending more than anybody else, and were actually spending a little bit more than what they were taking in, because it's a city with a lot of infrastructure that has to support a lot of people with much greater needs than you have over the mountain.
Okay, so we have 1 minute left. Speaking of Birmingham, Birmingham City Council member Carol Smitherman is going to be leaving because she has a new job. She's going to need to be replaced. How's that going to go down?
Well, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes politicking right now with people who are approaching the council that is going to make this appointment. You have people like Sheila Tyson. You have W.J. May, who's on the Birmingham School Board. You know, many others who are sort of politicking for these jobs. Roger Croyle told my colleague John Archibald this week, said, you know, if you look at the last two appointments, they were not the ones that people expected. And he sort of gave a wink and a nod that that would be the same this time.
Okay, we'll be watching that one, and so will you, Kyle. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle Whitmire from the Birmingham News and AL.com, a regular feature here on All Things Considered on Wednesday afternoons.